Morning Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us. It's warmer, finally. See, it's going to be like 65 or 70 today for the rest of the week. Kind of that's going to be your general. I could do without the rain, though. But, you know, whatever. We need it. The ground needs it. The crop needs it, theoretically, and, you know, just whatever. The AP, remember this whole saga with the Trump administration basically punished the Associated Press because they wouldn't use the phrase Gulf of America, which I will also not use, that they keep referring to it as the Gulf of Mexico because they write the style guide that other style book that other news organizations draw from. And, you know, different news organizations are handling this differently. But remember, they were kicked out of covering the Oval Office because, according to the press secretary, they were spreading false information by refusing to use the phrase that the Trump administration has now put in as the Gulf of America. Even Google acknowledges it. And then you actually they were kept from covering Air Force One. AP was. And now the AP has sued the Trump administration, three administration officials, in order to get them to allow them, under what they're saying is a free speech issue, to be able to cover the administration. Yeah, it's kind of an interesting topic. And we've talked about dimensions of this before. As I have told you, I think the Gulf of America thing is really dumb. I oppose name changes. You better have a really good reason to change a name. And even then, I'm probably not with you. I don't like the idea of revising history. I think that, you know, you can educate around the history. I don't want to change the names of mountains or camps or, you know, famous bases. And I certainly don't want to change the names of bodies of water. Just leave them as they are. And if you need to educate people about how in the context we have today versus the context in which it was named, that we would do it differently, that's fine. But don't change names. Don't take down flags. Don't take down statues. Just leave things, is my own view. So here we have the Gulf of America, according to some people. And the Associated Press doesn't want to use that. And they are suing, saying in the lawsuit, the press and all people in the United States have the right to choose their own words and not be retaliated against by the government. Okay. Fair. That's the idea of freedom of speech. The lawsuit names White House Chief of Staff Susan Wiles, Deputy Chief of Staff Taylor Budowich, and Press Secretary Caroline Levitt. Quote, this targeted attack on the AP's editorial independence and ability to gather and report the news strikes at the very core of the First Amendment. This court should remedy it immediately. Yeah, I'm going to say no. Here's why. On a very technical level, the First Amendment doesn't apply to the president. The First Amendment applies to Congress. In fact, quick test, Austin. Let's put your constitutional knowledge on the line here.
It's not good. But sure.
What is the first word of the First Amendment?
Ooh. That's an interesting
blank
question. I know it's freedom of speech.
Blank shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. First
so the
word.
First word, government.
No, close though. Thanks for trying. Congress.
Oh, yeah, that makes more sense.
The literal word in the Constitution, in the First Amendment, is Congress. So the First Amendment is a restriction against... Say it with me.
Congress.
That's right.
It is able to get you that far.
It is not a restriction against the president or against the Supreme Court or actually against the states. Now, the 14th Amendment and the Supreme Court doctrine of incorporation brought these rights down to the state level and made it so that Congress is a moot word and now it's state and local government. And so, you know, the city of Pensacola can't force you to speak a certain way or not speak a certain way because under the 14th Amendment's incorporation doctrine, they are Congress. I think that's a terrible ruling. I think that the founding fathers knew what they were doing, and if they wanted to leave the states to have their own state religions, many of them did, or their own state values statements, they did, and now we've gone completely the other way, and we've used this to eradicate religion and speech and virtue and values out of everything, including the schools that the government wasn't running in the beginning anyway, but now they run everything. So I have problems with this doctrine. But at the very least, I'll be honest, I don't know the constitutional history of the question of whether the First Amendment applies against the president or the executive branch. It has been interpreted to apply against states and municipalities. I don't know whether it applies against the president, but in concept, it shouldn't. Now, he doesn't get to make laws, so maybe you say it's irrelevant, and that's kind of the point. But if the president wants to admit certain members of the press to cover him, that is his prerogative. And if he wants to disinvite other members of the press from covering him, that is also his prerogative. Andrew, are you saying you're with Trump on this? Oh, no, I think he's completely full of crap. On this especially. This is a terrible thing to do, to exclude the AP because they won't follow your speech codes. It's genuine Orwellian stuff. But it's not unconstitutional. And it's not illegal. And it shouldn't be illegal. And I think that it's weird for the AP to try to sue to force him to do something that I think neither the Constitution nor the laws of the United States require him to do. I mean, surely if the president is immune from prosecution for crimes while in office, and he is, surely he can exclude the AP from the Oval Office. Right? Now, does that make it a good idea? Oh, no. But you've got to learn the difference between something being stupid or immoral and being unconstitutional or illegal. Many, many, many immoral, stupid things are legal and constitutional. I would file this in that category. It is stupid and immoral for the president to exclude the AP because they won't say his preferred word for the Gulf. Stupid and immoral. Not illegal, not unconstitutional. Therefore, can you force him to take them in? No. The AP is completely wrong, and I'm surprised they've got lawyers who are telling them they're right. Austin Price has got traffic on the fives. Austin?
This traffic update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Got a few spots of note here. The traffic really starting to ramp up, particularly on Navarre Parkway. That's Highway 98 if you're traveling westbound, passing the Windhaven Beach area, heading in the direction of Hurlburt Field. Had an accident reported there that is contributing to a lot of backups on that road. Also have some issues on Barrancas Avenue, traveling in both the east and westbound directions towards Navy Boulevard. Last major spots, just going to be a little bit of issue. Issues on Palafox Street, just south of Olive Road. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives. That's all we got. Andrew?
Thanks so much. Austin, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to get a great realtor who's got good experience, especially current experience selling a lot of homes, knows the market, knows what people are looking for, what they're not looking for, what are their objections, what are their real desires, and you know what's the right price, and how do you stage it, and how do you photograph it, and how do you set it up so that people have the best experience when they're coming to an open house. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, they know this stuff cold. You know, a couple of years ago, and when the market was easy, they were selling well over 200 homes a year. Now selling just shy of 200 homes a year, 175 and 165 the last couple of years. That's still 3.5 a week, 3.5 a week, 3.5 a week. That's a lot of homes doing really, really well. And the point is, they know. Even things that change, like are you going to have to replace the roof or the water heater or the air conditioner, things that you would have never thought you'd have to do 10 years ago, are now becoming much more common in the marketplace because of insurance. And they can walk you through that. Is that a reasonable request by the buyer or not? Should you, as the buyer, make that request? They'll help you with that. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. Back to this conversation about Trump and kicking the AP out of White House press coverage, at least from the Oval Office and from Air Force One. So, yeah, no, it's a terrible decision. It's a bad decision. It's an illogical decision. It's an immoral decision. It's a stupid decision. It's not unconstitutional. It's not illegal. Somebody says, do you call it 3 Mile or Chappie Jam? Oh, no, this is a good illustration. Okay, let's imagine a future in which Chris Dosev, who is the main advocate spokesman for the, you know, getting the Chappie James Bridge designation, although other people did work on it. He's most well known for it. And then also for getting the Chappie James Monument and all that stuff, okay? Let's say Chris runs for mayor against D.C. in 2 years and wins, okay? Chris runs for mayor against D.C. in 2 years. He wins. He has press conferences, and let's say I start going to them. I used to go. I don't go anymore, mostly because I always interview D.C. the next day, and I watch him online. But, okay, let's say I start going, okay? And yet I continue my practice of generally saying Three Mile Bridge on the radio and not saying Chappie on the radio. I'm not opposed to it. I don't like changing names. And, you know, feels contrived and artificial to me. I don't mind saying it every once in a while. I certainly want to honor the man, but I say Three Mile Bridge because everybody I listen to says Three Mile Bridge. Okay? That's the way we speak. And let's say Chris Dosev, as the mayor of Pensacola, says, Andrew McKay, you better say Chappie James Bridge, or else you can't come to these press conferences, and I'm not going to come on your radio show on Wednesdays and do the weekly interview you've been doing with the mayor for as long as anybody can remember. Okay. Oh, no, what I should do is sue. I should definitely sue the mayor to make him come on my show and let me in the press conference. For what? Stifling free speech? Punishing me for my freedom of speech? No. I have the right to say what I want, and he has the right to exclude me from the press conferences or from the interviews. Now, is it smart? No. Is it virtuous? No. And I don't think Chris actually would do this. I'm just using him as an example. What if he did? Okay. And next. You know? And I can criticize him for it. But I would never say it's unconstitutional. And I would never say that it's illegal. It's silly. But that's the difference. And that's why in this case, it's, you know, and there's, if people want to vote him out of office because he did that, they can. Now, you can't vote Trump out because he's term limited, right? But you can vote for other legislators. You can vote for other senators. You can have your say, okay? And if you really think he's behaving badly and wickedly, you can push for impeachment. There are remedies. Same thing. If you didn't like what Chris would have been doing in this hypothetical example to me as a talk show host for using my speech a certain way, I mean, you know, there are remedies. Have elections. You know, that's the answer. Again, is it his freedom? Yes. Is it a good idea? No. That's it. Freedom protects you in doing bad things. 721 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Don't forget who the real enemy is. He is described in 1 Peter 5:8, where the Bible says, "Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." The devil is the diabolical one. He is as a roaring lion who is prowling around the neighborhood seeking whom he may devour spiritually. Inside a home, a brother and sister or a husband and a wife may be arguing, maybe slamming doors and yelling, but the moment that they recognize that there's a prowler outside the house, the petty differences and the argument disappear, and the family unites as one to protect their home. So it is God's call on his children to be sober and vigilant and resist the real enemy, the devil, and he will flee from you.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
All right, you alien! In the words of my generation, up yours!
And you can't just stay home, so it doesn't matter which way you go.
Certain elements of that Randy Quaid sequence that we just cannot play on the air, and yet so worth it. My wife, I was watching Independence Day the other day, and it came to right at the end when they were, you know, destroying the alien ship, and she's like, "All right, are you ready to take the dogs for a walk?" And I'm like, "In a minute." You can't stop here. Just like, you know, stopping the attack on the Death Star sequence. You got to finish that all the way out. 724 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Trump welcomes French President Emmanuel Macron to the White House today. Ukraine will be among their key topics of discussion. Macron wants Ukraine to be part of peace negotiations. The Trump administration putting civil servants employed by USAID on administrative leave today. And this comes also as Elon Musk told federal workers over the weekend they need to report what they did last week or be dismissed. Officials at a number of federal agencies, including the Pentagon and State Department, though, have told their staff not to reply to that email. There's a new app that's been launched that some people are calling Uber with Guns. It's available in Los Angeles and New York City. This is called the Protector app. Apparently, it allows users to summon an on-demand ride that also comes with armed bodyguards.
Sweet. I want to know if there's a minigun in the limo. That's what I really want to know. David, thank you so much. Do they have a 50 up there? Because, you know, that's what I want. You know, if I'm calling the bodyguards, I don't just want guys with their, you know, mini Ingrams or Uzis or something. I want some
real
fire.
You want the
fire.
Turret and, yeah,
works. It's got to be a technical or I'm not interested. That's right. You know, why don't you see more, you know, terrorists driving around limos as technicals? Why is it always a pickup truck? Probably because not a lot of limos handling the dust and sweat of the Middle East, but, you know, just a thought. 437-1620. Austin Price sitting in for John Pickens this morning with our traffic on the fives. Austin?
This traffic update brought to you by Jerry's Drive-In, home of the original bacon cheeseburger for 86 years, open Monday through Saturday in East Pensacola Heights. Again, that is Jerry's Drive-In. Looking at the roads here, several spots to note currently. Most notably, Navarre Parkway. That's Highway 98, particularly between the Navarre Beach Bridge and Hurlburt Field. We've got a heavy wave of traffic there that is being contributed to by an accident that was reported earlier this hour. Other heavy spots include the intersection of Barrancas Avenue and Navy Boulevard. Also on Palafox Street, traveling southbound towards Cervantes. And we do have some backups as well on, this is going to be Blue Angel Parkway, traveling northbound towards Highway 98. Outside of those few spots, though, there's not much holding you up at this time. I'm Austin Price with Traffic on the Fives. Andrew?
All right. Thanks so much, Austin. So the Escambia County Commission, Ashley Hoffberger, went out on the limb and asked the question, do we want to talk about Wes Moreno? He's the county administrator. Do we want to talk about his contract? And she says,
I can't call you and say, hey, are you happy or are you not? So we can't collectively have those conversations. I'm fine each one of us having a conversation one-on-one and then coming with solutions to the next meeting. That's why I wanted to put it on the agenda for the sake of transparency. And agreed, from an HR standpoint, you don't give someone a heads up. So there's multiple ways you can work that out. But I want to make sure that we follow through and that we do the best that we can for an employee that has been with us for so long. So that is absolutely top priority. So where I do feel like there's a need for change, and I have reasons for those, and we can figure out how to address that later.
Absolutely.
I want to make sure that we take care of that employee.
Yeah, and it's kind of a delicate balance. Okay, on the one hand, Wes has been in the county for a long time, you know, 38 years. On the other hand, I think from her perspective, he's not been as good at getting some of the public safety stuff done that she campaigned on. You know, whether it's fire or fire pay or ambulances or EMS response times or whatever, you know, I think I understand which things that she's kind of bothered by. Also, he does represent the prior administration in the 3-vote unbreakable block of Jeff Bergosh, Lumen May, and Stephen Barry. And now they are, you know, with Jeff Bergosh gone and Steve Stroberger in, they are not in the majority anymore. And a campaign on the basis of reform. She did, Steve Stroberger did, Mike Kohler did. And so the thought was, well, look, I can't talk to you guys in private about this. And if I go to him one-on-one and I have concerns, how do I know whether anybody else shares them or not? We have to do it in the open. This is a problem. The legislature has made it so we can't have an employee review except in the open. And you don't want to have an employee review in the open because if it's bad, but you don't fire him, then, you know, what's the culture? And, you know, Mike Kohler said that, you know, he was basically somebody ambushed him getting off of a plane asking him for the job, presumably a current employee. He didn't want to name it. He doesn't want to get into all of that stuff, which is understandable. Lumen May.
But, I mean, every employee has an annual evaluation. Everyone deserves that.
I mean, just so they know how they're gauged and how they're measured.
Yeah, but we don't do it with the county attorney and county administrator.
Well, I tell you, I mean, personally, I'm giving them an evaluation on a biweekly basis. I mean, I interact with both of them regularly, and I assure you that my displeasures are communicated, pretty openly, as I would just assume all of ours are.
Yeah, and again, you know, Stephen Barry brought in Janice Gilley, then got rid of Janice Gilley, and then brought in Wes Moreno, and I think Wes has worked very well with Stephen to do his agenda and Lumen May, and now those people are in kind of the minority on the board, or not a clear majority on the board. So there's some thought that, you know, maybe Wes is too much associated with the past and some of the mistakes that have been made or the inadequacies of the former government. And, you know, she wants to maybe make a change. But mostly she just wanted to have the conversation and basically got told by Stephen Barry, well, look, you can talk with him privately, but I'm not interested in having this on the agenda. And it did not even come up for a vote. Mike Kohler, Steve Stroberger, Lumen May all seemed to not be inclined, which surprised me. I thought they would at least have the conversation. You know what? I was not surprised they didn't get rid of Wes. What I was surprised by is that they didn't want to put it on an agenda item. That actually seemed appropriate to me. If one commissioner is asking for an agenda item, you have an agenda item. And it's possible that two of the other commissioners have the similar concerns. And even though the legislature has made it so you can't have this conversation where it probably ought to be had kind of in the shade, this is where we are. And, I guess basically what she got told is nobody else has any concerns. Everything's fine. Nothing to see here. Move along. These aren't the replacements you're looking for. He's our county administrator. So unless something changes, that's where we're at.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. An international gathering of leaders in Ukraine today, marking 3 years of war. European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
The 24th of February, 2022 is a day that will live forever in infamy.
President Trump wants to strike an economic partnership with Ukraine as he searches for a peace deal. National Security Advisor, that's Michael Walls.
This could mean trillions, not only for the Ukrainian people, but for us and for stability for the region. And that economic investment is one of the best security guarantees that Ukraine could hope for.
He joined Fox and Friends today. The president meets with his French counterpart later this week. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer will meet Donald Trump in the Oval Office. And Pope Francis remains in critical condition in a Rome hospital suffering from double pneumonia and kidney issues. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3 51. Right now we've got cloudy skies, a little bit rainy this morning. Well, Tri-W Development has made another offer on Escambia County's OLF 8 property. They submitted an offer of $42.5 million for the 540 acres last week.
It is in the legal office. We have not had time to go through it, but wanted to make the board aware. So our plan is moving forward to ask legal to go through the contract, go through the proposal, call out the contingencies, all the stuff that it takes to get to the closing table. So you'll see that analysis coming forth in the next week.
It's County Administrator Wes Moreno from last week's commission meeting. The proposal did include an $100,000 earnest money deposit, 180-day inspection period, then a closing date within 45 days after that. Tri-W had withdrawn a similar offer last month. Tri-W is comprised of Alabama-based developer Jim Wilson and associates and local developers Chad Henderson and former Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward. Now, one person's died in a fire in Santa Rosa County over the weekend. That happened Saturday on Shimmering Pines Road. Officials say multiple agencies responded, including firefighters from Pace, Avalon, Allentown, Skyline, and Escambia County Fire Departments. So far, there's no word on the cause. The fire does remain under investigation. An Alabama high school football coach was arrested in Niceville last week for allegedly having an inappropriate relationship with a student. Deputies in Okaloosa County say 55-year-old Robert Carter was arrested Friday after a traffic stop. Officials say he had an Alabama warrant out and faces multiple charges related to allegedly committing sex acts with a student. He was taken to the Okaloosa County jail. He's since been released to deputies in Clark County, Alabama. Well, a boy has died after what police are calling a heartbreaking tragedy in Polk County. Police in Davenport say a 4-year-old Chosen Morris died on Saturday after accidentally shooting himself Friday. He apparently found a gun in a car in his family's garage. Art lovers will soon have a new 36-foot mural to look at in downtown Pensacola. That'll be on a building that's being developed at 100 West Garden Street. It's currently the office for the Pensacola division of Adams Homes. It'll also have a restaurant and some office space once a renovation is completed. The mural will be a composite of landmark images from around Pensacola. And some of those images include the Pensacola Beach Sailfish and Beach Ball Water Tower, the Blue Angels, the infamous UFO House, and a portrait of Tristan da Luna. That mural would be visible from Balin Street. It was recently approved by the County Architectural Review Board. Hundreds of veterans attended an event at the VA clinic on Saturday to learn about benefits they might be eligible to receive. That event focused on healthcare enrollment, women's health, suicide prevention, and toxic exposure screenings. There were also local politicians and candidates there as part of the event. More than 100 VA claims were processed on site. 735 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Austin.
This traffic update brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Looking at the roads here, our worst spot is without a doubt Navarre Parkway. If you are traveling eastbound towards Hurlburt Field, we've got very heavy congestion in that area, somewhat caused by an accident earlier this hour. We also have backups increasing on Barrancas if you are traveling eastbound towards Navy Boulevard. And the last really bad spot right now is going to be Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound towards Highway 98. Outside of those few spots, though, there hopefully shouldn't be anything holding you up for too long at this time. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives. David?
A wet start to your day, but those showers come to an end as you head into the afternoon. High near 64 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 51. Going into Tuesday, sunny skies with a high near 70 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 52. Keeping sunshine around on Wednesday with a high near 70 and a low near 59. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And 51 degrees right now in Pensacola. We've got 50 in Milton, 50 in Gulf Breeze. A few scattered showers around the area as well. Our next news is at 8 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Scordo with Your Money Now. The Securities and Exchange Commission is dropping its investigation into Robinhood's crypto arm. In a letter from the SEC's Enforcement Division Friday, the agency has closed its investigation into the crypto business with no intention of moving forward with an enforcement action. A U.S. bankruptcy judge approved Spirit Airlines' debt restructuring last week, clearing the budget airline to convert $795 million in debt to equity and emerge from bankruptcy as a private company. Spirit's bankruptcy plans cancel existing equity shares and hands ownership to Spirit's lenders. IMAX CEO Rich Gelfond expects $1.2 billion in box office receipts in 2025, fueled by a strong domestic movie slate and improved ticket sales in China. There are several blockbuster titles slated for release in the next 10 months. Futures are up right now as the Dow Industrials finished down 748 on Friday. Again, futures are up. And that's your money now.
At Pinnair Credit Union, we know that road trips don't start by driving into the sunset. A day at the beach doesn't begin with packing the car. Even car shopping doesn't really start at the dealership. Your new car journey begins with an auto loan pre-approval from Pinnair Credit Union. Because at Pinnair, auto financing is easy. And when you get pre-approval before you shop, you'll be ready to hit the road when you find the perfect car. Get started at Pinnair.org/car loan. Whether it's new, used, or refinanced, vehicle loans from Pinnair Credit Union fit you perfectly. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable?
Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Very interesting lawsuit has been filed by Florida against Target. You know, the company. They filed this lawsuit against Target. And what they are alleging is investor fraud over LGBTQ activism risks. Now, when I first saw this as a headline, I thought, come on. You know, I'm as anti all this nonsense as anybody is. Listen to the Transgressive Memorial Service on Fridays when I play a satirical woke pastor canceling the things that have had to go in the last week. You know where I stand on most of this stuff. But should the state government be suing Target because they were too pro-transgender items in their retail sales? I mean, come on, it's just absurd. Okay, but then I read the lawsuit, because that's what you do. I did not read it all. It's 163 pages. But I'm going to read it for you, because it's like many things, you know, it's insane until you look. And then when you look, you start to think, So I'm just going to read it to you, okay? And we'll talk about it as we go along. Preliminary statement. This case is related to an action currently pending in this court captioned Craig v. Target Corp. Who is Craig, actually? That attorney general? Who's the sitting-in attorney general for the state of Florida? Anyway, this action arises out of the same operative facts as Craig v. Target Corp. Aside from changes in the identity of the plaintiffs, this case is all related. Actually, none of this matters. Target Corporation, the self-proclaimed store of the, quote, boomer mom who drives a minivan and lives in the suburbs, end quote, Susan Barfield, Target's future will be decided by kids in Bloomberg, and its board of directors betrayed both Target's core consumer base of working families and its investors by making false and misleading statements about Target's environmental, social, and governance, ESG, and diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, mandates that led to its disastrous 2023 children and family-themed LGBT Pride campaign, the, quote, 2023 LGBT Pride campaign they'll refer to it in the future. Remember when they had displays and they had, you know, front tucks and all that kind of stuff in the clothing, and it was definitely aimed at minors, okay? Which they viewed as being inclusive or whatever, but you remember this? Okay. Target's 23 LGBT Pride campaign was exceptionally offensive to Target customers for obvious and apparent reasons. Target marketed the campaign at families and children and sold highly inappropriate merchandise such as transgender tuck-friendly women's swimsuits with extra crotch coverage, sold in XXS, extra, extra small sizes. The campaign provoked immense consumer backlash and boycotts that caused Target sales to fall for the first time in 6 years, wiping out over $25 billion in Target's market capitalization, leading Target stock to experience its longest losing streak in 23 years. Target CEO Brian Cornell and his board of directors did not oversee or disclose the obvious risks of Target's 2023 LGBT Pride campaign and the ESG DEI initiatives which it advanced, but they told investors that they did. In doing so, they deceived Target investors as to the true nature of the risks of their investments and caused them to unknowingly support Target's board and management in their misuse of investor funds to serve its divisive political and social goals and ultimately cost investors billions. You see where this is going. The state of Florida, as an investor, is suing Target for losing money over its commitment to ESG, DEI, and transgenderism in 2023. Cornell and current and former members of Target's board of directors have violated sections of the Exchange Act and rules related to making or causing Target to issue misleading statements to investors. Target's 2021 and 2022 annual reports misleadingly omitted that Target was subject to the risk of a consumer boycott because of ESG DEI initiatives like the Pride campaign. Target's 22 and 23 proxy statements falsely and misleadingly stated that Target's board and its committees oversaw social and political issues and risks arising from Target's pursuit of ESG DEI mandates, adopted Target's ESG DEI mandates in order to advance shareholder value, and proposed executive compensation plans that were aligned with shareholder value. Target and its CEO and board and chairman misleadingly downplayed the scope of consumer boycotts after they began. Plaintiff, state of Florida, respectfully seeks damages and declaratory relief for these violations individually and on behalf of all others similarly situated. And here's where it kind of goes on. And I just read this because it's, again, it's nuts until you read it. And then when you read it, you think, well, in an environment where a company loses money based on its commitment to not only, according to Florida, violating its market demographics and what they would likely want, but then covering up, lying about, and failing to properly consider the risk and publicize the risk, at least to their voting board, of these policies, that's where the fraud and that's where the allegations come in. So it's interesting. Target portrays itself as a store of working families. But as Target's formerly loyal customer base now recognizes, Target's board and management for years spent Target's valuable financial and reputational capital on the pursuit of ESG DEI initiatives of personal interest to the board, Target's management, and a coterie of left-wing stakeholders behind the facade of Target's classic all-American middle-class brand. They did so while falsely and misleadingly portraying the risks of this strategy to Target shareholders in order to artificially inflate Target's stock price and to secure the board's re-election and insulate itself from accountability. The bill came due in May 2023 when Target faced immense customer backlash to a campaign Target undertook as a result of one of its hallmark ESG and DEI initiatives, Target's now infamous children and family-themed LGBT Pride Month marketing and sales campaign. The 2023 LGBT Pride campaign was the most ambitious and extreme Pride Month campaign in Target's history and was certain, if not intended, to prompt a strong adverse reaction from Target's customers. It featured extensive marketing and products directed to children as young as newborns and highlighted products by a Satanist-inspired designer. It embroiled Target in the culture war and caused Target to experience record stock declines and foregone sales, costing investors billions. What do you think of this lawsuit now? We'll come back to this in a second. Austin Price sitting in for John Pickens this morning with Traffic on the Fives.
This traffic update brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. Let's see. Got a few, several issues here on the roads this morning. If you are traveling eastbound on Navarre Parkway, that's Highway 98, passing the Windhaven Beach area. We had an accident reported earlier this hour that is still causing very heavy congestion over there. Also have some on Barrancas Avenue traveling eastbound towards Navy Boulevard. That has gotten increasingly worse and is now backing you up to Fairfield Drive. Last major spot's going to be Highway 29 if you're traveling southbound towards 9 Mile Road and then continuing southbound passing Detroit Boulevard. Outside of those few major spots, though, there's not much holding you up. I'm Austin Price with your Traffic on the Fives. Andrew?
Thanks so much, Austin. If you have a company and you have to handle benefits and HR and payroll, you know, you got to manage health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, which, you know, you do to attract and retain good talent, and you love doing it, it's going great, then ignore me for, you know, 30 seconds or so. On the other hand, if you've got a company and you're dealing with that stuff and you don't love it, you want somebody else to handle it, or you worry that maybe you're not doing it as well as it can be done, and of course you want to because that's good stuff for your employees and good stuff for you to be able to make them happy, call Targus and Causey. They've been doing this for like 2 decades here locally. They've been helping us at Cat Country and News Radio for about 4 years, and they started handling our benefits, and I thought, man, this is great. Like, I didn't realize we could have these kinds of options. And, you know, they can't work miracles. Like, they can't make plans exist that don't exist, but they can find the best ones out there for us to choose from, and they have. And then when we have questions and details, because we have a, you know, complicated situation, and, you know, I'm a philosopher, my wife's an engineer by training, so we ask hard questions, they always have good answers. And I love that. My wife loves that. And, you know, if you can get my wife to approve you as an insurance agent, I mean, she is, like, very hard to impress, and she loves them, thinks they're great. So take it from my wife, take it from me, Torgerson Causey. They're great. If you got a local business, give them a call, 433-9996, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. Back to the comments on the Target lawsuit by the state of Florida against Target for basically defrauding the shareholders, of which Florida is one. And let's see, the new AG for Florida, James Utmeyer, I think it's Utmeyer. I apologize. I don't know how to say his name. Utmeyer is how it's spelled, but I don't think that's how you say it. Before that, Ashley Moody filed this class action lawsuit for the fraud perpetrated against Florida first responders and teachers who have investment and retirement securities that include Target. And they cost them money by engaging in this activist LGBTQ campaign and didn't tell people the truth about it. And that's the allegation. I think it's an interesting lawsuit. But I will tell you that as much as I am opposed to that choice and that messaging, and maybe they have the law on their side, Florida does, the law concerns me in this case. Because I would hate to see the same principle applied by a left-leaning state against companies like, I don't know, Hobby Lobby or In-N-Out Burger or Chick-fil-A. You know, imagine that some company, could be any company, you know, comes out against abortion or for traditional marriage or, you know, closes on Sundays. And then they suffer losses because of it, let's say, okay? And then some state that invests in them and they operate in, like, say, California, decides to sue them because it's invested in them and they've made choices that harm their market capitalization. That'd be weird, right? I mean, if you're a conservative, you wouldn't like that. And also, which do we want? Do we want companies to be ruthless, bottom-line profit mongers? Or do we want companies to care about social and cultural values and say that there are things other than money that drive the world? You got to kind of pick, because you can't support companies for their conservative politics when it suits you, if it costs them money, and then turn around and oppose liberal companies when they engage in liberal politics because you don't like their politics. You kind of got to pick a principle here. For me, I don't love it when companies engage in politics at all. I think you ought to just make good products. And you know me also, I don't like to punish companies or reward them for their politics. I want to buy their products. But if a company is going to engage in politics or religion or ethics, and if they're going to create controversy over it, there's something really squirrely about saying to them, you should have been more money grubbing instead. You know, you really should have just been out there for the cash instead of for what you think is important in the world. Because actually, one of the criticisms of corporations is precisely this obligation to always be oriented around the fiduciary responsibility. We say you should care more about something other than money. You should do the right thing, you know? You should pull the bottles off the shelf instead of worrying about just issuing a, you know, a statement. You should pull the car off of production instead of just paying off the lawsuits when people die. Like, we want companies to be virtuous. That means doing the thing that doesn't make money. Might even lose money. And if the shape of that virtuosity goes in the direction, or that virtue goes in the direction of liberalism, it's not my preference, but generally speaking, I'll take a culture where companies work in the direction of what they consider to be ethics, as opposed to a culture where all they're doing all the time is making money. Just a thought, you know? There are pros and cons, okay? The con is, you know, if all they're doing is making money and they're doing bad things in the price, I get it. Okay, I get it. But it worries me, this effort to punish varying political views through boycotts. You know, I hate boycotts on the basis of ideology, or through lawsuits from the state, even when it's a lawsuit on the sort of right side of politics but the wrong side of principle. And that's what I see this as. They might actually win. I don't know that it's a good thing. 752 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal.
They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Captain Caveman!
Good morning, 7:58 news. 55 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We've got Austin Price sitting in this morning for John Pickens with our traffic on the fives.
Several spots of note here currently. If you are traveling eastbound on Barrancas Avenue towards Navy Boulevard, we have got some heavy backups there, pushing you all the way back to Fairfield Drive. That's been giving us trouble for the majority of this hour. Also on Navarre Parkway, that's Highway 98, traveling eastbound passing the Windhaven Beach area, heading in the direction of Hurlburt Field. We've got some heavy backups over there and some developing on Highway 90 as well. If you are traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, heading in the direction of Glover Lane, those are just a few of the biggest spots. Also have some minor congestion still lingering on Highway 29 if you are traveling southbound towards Detroit Boulevard. I'm Austin Price with your traffic on the fives. Andrew?
Thanks so much, Austin. If you are thinking about that lush, beautiful green lawn in the summer, now is the time to start thinking about what to do to make that happen. Because you know what? The basic rule is if you do what you've always done, you will get what you've always gotten, right? So if you want to do something different, you start thinking about that now. NSEC has got a healthy lawn program to make your lawn healthy, lush, and keep weeds to a minimum. 8 annual applications, time program targeted to get your lawn exactly what it needs when it needs it. Easy to get started, free lawn analysis and estimate. Of course, you know, it doesn't cost anything to call them for a number because, you know, don't you kind of wonder, like, how much would it cost? Well, you know, call them and find out. I can't tell you. Your initial soil sample will indicate what amendments are needed and will create a plan for your lawn's specific success. Nutrient applications with each standard service visit, along with seasonal pre-emergent weed control, broad leaf and grassy weed control, turf damaging insect control, and fungicide applications. Plus a healthy landscape program for free and shrub care, aeration, grass plugs, and we'll even recommend grass types to you. Sign up today, get $100 off your first lawn application with any new annual lawn program that includes the initial soil sample, lime treatment for an average size yard. Sign up today at NSEC, ENSEC.net. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. Welcome back, David, by the way. Good to have you back, sir.
Thank you very much. It is wonderful to be back this morning. Pope Francis, we do have an update on his condition. He's still in the hospital. In an update this morning, the Vatican said the Pope slept through the night and is in good spirits. He was sent to the hospital earlier this month after coming down with bronchitis. Yesterday, medical staff said the 88-year-old was still in critical condition. They are expected to give another update later on today.
I hate to ask it, but I know it's what everybody's asking. What do you think?
You know, at 88,
I thought at first it wasn't that big of a deal.
At 88, it's tough to recover from anything
like that. It really is. And, you know, of course, we hope he survives. We hope he does well.
Absolutely.
But you wonder if this might be another opportunity for a Pope who doesn't decease to wind up being replaced, which we've done, right, with Benedict.
Right.
So being replaced. So pray for him anyway. Go ahead, sir.
Absolutely. A planned operation by multiple federal agencies, including Immigration and Customs, was disrupted by activists in California yesterday. Police in Alhambra say they got a call from the FBI about a multi-agency task force. Apparently, they were in a Target parking lot gathering for some arrests that were going to be made nearby there. But then an immigrant rights group showed up at the scene. They all had loudspeakers and demanded the agents leave. ICE ended up leaving without making their planned arrests. And the Trump administration putting civil servants employed by USAID on administrative leave today. And this coming also as the big email debacle is going on. Elon Musk told all federal workers over the weekend that they had to report what they did last week in 5 bullet points or they could be dismissed. A number of agencies have told their workers not to comply with that email.
I love how the email also said, don't just close anything, classified or confidential.
Right.
In this hastily prepared thing. Oh, somebody made the comment about Target. Would Target be punished for being true to their values or for defrauding or deceiving investors about what they were doing? No, that's a good point. That's a good point. I mean, if you are going to do something that's going to wind up costing money, you ought to be open about that. Agree.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.